He is now in so much pain. The worst is waking up. The pain is horrible. But he gets up and goes to work still. He gets no help with his pain. Please, is there anything that can be done to assist him? He's been living with this for years and is getting worse since the surgery. Can you please help? So that's a cry for help, right? I think the key points here are that, number one, this gentleman had degenerative disc disease, and this poor guy had a neck surgery for it and had a disc removed from his neck. So I'm not sure what good that did, because he's in worse pain now. And I see this all the time, where people come in and have discectomies, and they're worse. Sometimes the surgeon will put in what's called a spacer, or some type of plastic or metal device between the vertebrae to take the place of the disc they remove. Now, some of them, I'm sure, must work very well, or they couldn't keep doing them, but I get all the cases where they didn't work. Now, the question is this. Should there ever be a surgery done for degenerative disc disease? And I think the answer is, in my position here, seeing what I see and doing the work that I do of regenerating the body, regrowing tissue by doing injections of platelets or stem cells or mixed together, we seem to get people better who have degenerative disc disease. And I see a ton of people with degenerative disc disease that don't have any pain at all. So I'm not going to trust an X-ray or an MRI to decide for me whether a person has pain. I know this is a mind bender for a lot of people, because we grew up thinking that if we see something on an MRI or an X-ray, that must be the truth of who we are, and it just is not. It's so difficult to explain to new patients who come in that what they see and what they really have can be two different things. There are studies that show that people that have no pain at all can have terrible things in their MRI or X-rays, and vice versa. They can have terrible pain, and then their MRI or X-ray shows nothing. So we have to be very careful to use our hands as doctors, touch the area, move the person around, find out where the pain is being generated from. So in this case, we have a surgery that, in my book, should never have been done. That's a pretty drastic surgery to remove a disc to get rid of neck pain or back pain. And it didn't work. So I get patients like that all the time that come in after these failed surgeries. Failed meaning a surgery was done and it didn't work. There is a diagnostic code that insurance companies have that are things like failed neck surgery, failed back surgery, failed shoulder surgery, failed hip surgery. What does that tell you? It tells you that way too many of these surgeries are being done and they failed. Why did they fail? Because they shouldn't have been done in the first place. Regenerative medicine using platelets and stem cells are typically the answer for how to heal these areas. And not always, nothing works always. I'm not saying I have a magic cure, but I am saying that the landscape of medicine in musculoskeletal and orthopedics is totally changing from doing surgery to regenerating the body. And the easy part about doing regenerative medicine is it's a very simple injection process. We don't have to open up the body with a scalpel. The side effects are very minimal, if any. Very rare to have side effects. It's possible, but it's very rare. Whereas surgery, there are many side effects,